السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here, inshallah. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue where we left off. So inshallah, from Surah An-Nisa, starting from ayah number 87 until ayah number 92. So inshallah, we'll just start with the recitation of these verses. If y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 87. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو ليجمعنكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا فَمَا لَكُمْ فِي الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِئَتَيْنِ وَاللَّهُ أَرْكَسَهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا أَتُرِيدُونَ أَنْ تَهْدُوا مَنْ أَضَلَّ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ سَبِيلًا وَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا فَتَكُونُونَ سَوَاءً فَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ حَتَّى يُهَاجِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَخُذُوهُمْ وَاقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُمْ وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ إِلَى قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٌ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٌ أَوْ جَاءُوكُمْ حَصِرَتْ صُدُورُهُمْ أَنْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ أَوْ يُقَاتِلُوا قَوْمَهُمْ وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَسَلَّطَهُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ فَلَقَاتَلُوكُمْ فإن اعتزلوكم فلم يقاتلوكم وألقوا إليكم السلم فما جعل الله لكم عليهم سبيلا ستجدون آخرين يريدون أن يأمنوكم ويأمنوا قومهم كلما ردوا إلى الفتنة أركسوا فيها فإن لم يعتزلوكم ويلقوا إليكم السلم ويكفوا أيديهم فخذوهم وقتلوهم حيث ثقفتموهم وأولئكم جعلنا لكم عليهم سلطانا مبينا وما كان لمؤمن أن يقتل مؤمنا إلا خطأ ومن قتل مؤمنا خطأ فتحرير رقبة مؤمنة فتحرير رقبة مؤمنة ودية مسلمة إلى أهله إلا أن يصدقوا، فإن كان من قوم عدو لكم وهو مؤمن فتحرير رقبة مؤمنة، وإن كان من قوم بينكم وبينهم ميثاق فدية مسلمة إلى أهله وتحرير رقبة مؤمنة، فمن لم يجد فصيام شهرين متتابعين توبة من الله، وكان الله عليما حكيما.
So inshallah, that is our lesson starting from ayah number 87 to ayah number 92. So inshallah, we are not going to do any theory for today. Inshallah, instead, we are just going to focus on the recitation of these verses. And particularly, we're focusing on the analysis of ahkam, nun as-sakin wa tanween. So the rules of nun sakin and tanween. Inshallah, this will be the last time that we are covering this. I just wanted to do a quick review with some practical examples of these four rules. So inshallah, just today, we are going to focus on that. Throughout our recitation, we're just going to try to spot all of the rules and then try to delve deep into them to see more examples of how exactly the rules look as we are reciting the Quran. So inshallah, this will be the last class that we cover this topic of Ahkam and Nun as-Sakin. And then inshallah, in the next class, we will continue with the next topic of the Tajweed rules. So inshallah, we're just going to start now with the analysis of ayah number 87, and again paying close attention to the rules of Nun Sakin and Tanween, meaning that we are going to keep an eye out anytime we see that there is a Nun with a Sukun, or we see that there is any letter with Tanween. Inshallah, we are going to try to see if we can figure out what rule is supposed to go here, if we can guess which one of the four rules we are going to apply. So inshallah, we're just going to start reading from ayah number 87, starting with the ayah Allahu la ilaha illahu. So the name of Allah here is going to be heavy. La, this is going to be a four count mad. I see that there is that sign of mad. So just pull this for two counts. Illahu la yajma'annakum. Jim here is a letter of qalqala. It is part of kutub jad. So we're just going to give it a slight bounce here on the sukun. لَا يَجْمَعَنَّكُمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. So anytime here we have a letter of tawassut with a sukun. And again, the letters of tawassut are lin umar. So anytime we have these letters that have a sukun, we'll just rest on them for a little bit. So for example, like here we have لَا يَجْمَعَنَّكُمْ مِيم has sukun. يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَامْ has sukun. We're just going to rest on this for a little bit. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Ra is going to be heavy. Fi, so here ha is going to have a sukun because we are stopping here. Now remember, ha is a letter of hams, meaning that there's going to be a lot of air when we stop on this letter. So make sure that you do give this letter a lot of hams. Otherwise, what can happen is that you can drop the ha and it is not as audible as it would be with the hams. So for example, here if I say la rayba fi, now I don't hear that ha at all. It kind of sounds like I'm just saying fi with a ya, and I'm dropping the letter ha. So again, we don't want to drop the ha because this is very important for the meaning of the word. So we're just going to give it a little bit of hams to make sure that it is very audible. La rayba fi. So just give it a little bit of air. Remember, ha also comes closer to the chest, and we don't want to bring it up into the throat too much. So if you bring it up into the middle of the throat, it turns into a ha. So we are not going to say fi. So now this ha is going up into the middle of the throat. Keep it down lower towards the chest. Just give it a little bit of air. And this is going to give this humps. La rayba fi. So close to the chest, kind of like a sigh. And then in the next part, we have waman aslaku. So here we have noon sakin. So now we know this is going to be one of the rules of noon sakin and tanween, because I see that there is a noon sakin. There is a noon with a sukun. And there is a very visible sign of sukun. Now remember, we learned that anytime the noon has a visible sign of sukun, meaning that you can see the sukun there, in most cases, it is going to be idhar. Now just to confirm, I am going to look at the next letter. The next letter is Hamza. Hamza is a letter of the throat. It is part of Huruf Halqi. So this means that this is going to be idhar. Idhar from the word dhahara, meaning to make clear. The noon sound is going to be very clear. I am not going to merge it. I'm not going to bring it up into the nose unnecessarily. Just say a very clear noon sound. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ. So noon here is just a very clear noon sound. It has idhar. Now if you would like, you can also write down underneath all of these rules. So you can write ID for idhar. You can write down the word idhar. You can write down the word clear in English if you would prefer. Whatever you need to do, inshallah, to help you remember. But as we go through the analysis, if you do want to write down which rule is coming here, inshallah, that will help you later on as well. And then here in the word aslaku, sad is going to be heavy, dal is going to be light, qaf is heavy. So make sure you do make that switch. Elsdaku, so dal is going to be light. Minallahi, the name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Haditha, we end here on a two count med. فَمَا لَكُمْ فِي الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِيَتَيْنِ وَاللَّهُ أَرْكَسَهُمْ. So here, meem is going to have tawassut, lam has tawassut, qaf in munafiqina, qaf is heavy, فِيَتَيْنِ وَاللَّهُ, the name of Allah here is going to be heavy, أَرْكَسَهُمْ, ra here is heavy, بِمَا كَسَبُوا. Now this is a four count mad. I see that there is that sign of mad on the waw. But because I stopped here, I am only going to pull this for two counts. Now, if you're continuing, you can pull it full, the full six count. But because I am stopping here, I'm only going to pull it for two. Bima kasabu, just for two counts because I'm stopping. Aturiduna an tahdu man adallallah. So here in the word man, I see that there is a noon sakin. So there is going to be one of the four rules. I see that there is a clear visible sign of sukun on the noon. So there is a chance this is going to be idhar. Just to confirm, I'm going to look at the next letter and it is a hamza, which is huruf halqi, meaning this is going to be a rule of idhar. Noon sound is going to be very clear. And I'm not going to bring it up into the nose too much. So here you just say, man adalla. So just simply have a stop on the noon and then move on to the next letter. Adallallah, the name of Allah here is heavy. And then also at the end we have ha that is going to have hams. So make sure that you do give that a little bit of air. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهِ, the name of Allah here is light. فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ سَبِيلًا, ending here on a two count mad. وَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا, ra in takfurun and in kafaru is going to be heavy. فَتَكُونُونَ سَوَاءَ, so sawa is going to be a four count mad. Hamza is going to be a two count mad. فَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ, noon is going to have idhar. It is very clear. And we are going to look at the next letter. It is the letter ha, which is from the throat. So this is going to be a letter of idhar. Awliya, this is going to be a four count mad. Hatta yuhajiru, ra here is going to be heavy. Fi sabilillah, name of Allah is light. Fa in tawallo. So here we have a noon sakin. Now I don't see any sign of sukun on the noon, meaning this is going to be either iqlab or it can be ikhfa or it can be idgham. Just to confirm, I will look at the next letter, and the next letter is ta, which is part of the ikhfa letters, meaning I am going to merge the noon sound into the makhraj of the ta. Merge them together. You're going to hide the noon sound within the sound of the ta. فَخُذُوهُمْ وَقُتُلُوهُمْ قَافْ إِسْقَلْقَلَ حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُمْ. So here we are going to end on the meem, which has tawassut. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ, noon has tawassut, meem has tawassut. وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا, صَاد is heavy, ra is a two-count mad. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ, صَاد is going to be heavy. إِلَى قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ. Now here, meem is actually going to have a tanween. So this is also going to be a rule of noon sakin and tanween. Now we look at the tanween. Right next to that tanween, I see that there is a small kasra, and next to it, there is a small meme. Now, very clear indication that I am going to switch the noon into a meme sound. So even if you do not remember the name of the rule, you don't remember the letter of the rule, just looking at the tanween or the noon sakin with the meme on top is going to give you a hint about what you're supposed to do here. So here we have that little kasra. Next to that, we have that small meme. So we already know that we are going to make this an iqlab. We are going to change the noon sound into a meme. And just to confirm, I will look at the next letter. And the next letter is ba. And ba is the only letter of iqlab. Anytime you have noon sakin or you have a tanween followed by the letter ba, you are going to switch the noon sound into the sound of the ba. So noon sound switched into ba. Qawmin bainakum. So remember, before it was qawmin bainakum. Qawmin bainakum. Now I will switch this into a meme sound. Qawmin bainakum. Wa bainahum mithaqun. So here, mithaqun. Again, there is a tanween. Now the tanween is neatly next to each other. They are not stacked. They are not diagonal. So I know that this is going to be idhar. Just to confirm, I will look at the next letter, which is a hamza. And I know hamza is from the throat. So I am going to say this very clear. Mithaqun aw ja'ukum. Ja'ukum, this is a four count mad. Hasirat, sad is heavy, ra is heavy. Suduruhum, sad is heavy, ra is heavy. And yuqatilukum, qaf is going to be heavy. Aw yuqatilu, qaf is going to be heavy. And then here in the word, an yuqatilu. So noon does not have anything on top. So I know that this is going to be either ikhfa or it is going to be idgham. Now just to confirm, I will look at the next letter, which is ya. Ya, I know, is part of yarmalun. So this is the mnemonic for idgham. So I'm going to merge these together. Noon is going to merge into the ya sound. An yuqatilukum. So this is going to be idgham. أو يقاتلوا قومهم ولو شاء الله. This is going to be a four count mad. Allah here is going to be heavy. لسلطهم. Now very careful here. Seen and lam are both light. Ta is going to be heavy. So we are not going to make seen heavy. We are not going to make lam heavy. لسلطهم. Here sad became heavy. صلى. Lam is heavy as well. So we're going to make sure both of these are light. لسلطهم. So only ta is heavy in this word. So make sure you don't make the rest of them heavy as well. عليكم فلقاتلوكم فإن اعتزلوكم. So عين is going to have توسط. Make sure you roll that around in the throat just a little bit. فلم يقاتلوكم وألقوا. قاف is going to be heavy. إليكم السلام فما جعل الله. Name of Allah here is going to be heavy. لكم عليهم سبيلا. This is going to be a two count mad. ستجدون. So here we have a two count mad. آخرين. خا is going to be heavy. را in this case is light. يريدون أن يأمنوكم. So Hamza here is going to have جهر. So remember, there is a very slight jerking sound. I'm not going to roll it in the throat. Just have a slight jerking. Stop the sound abruptly. يأمنوكم. وَيَأْمَنُوا. Jerk on this as well. I am doing it a little bit more for emphasis, but you can do it just a little bit less. Give it a little bit of that natural jerk, inshallah. قَوْمَهُمْ كُلَّمَا رُدُّوا. This is going to be a four count mad. إِلَى الْفِتْنَةِ أُرْكِسُوا فِيهَا. Ra is going to be heavy. فَإِلَّمْ. Here we have noon sakin. Lam is going to have shadda. Therefore, I know that this is going to be idgham. Just to confirm, I will look at the next letter, which is lam, part of yarmalun. Lam and ra, as we learned, you are going to merge them together. It is part of idgham without gunna, meaning that you are not going to have any hint of that noon sound. Fa'illam. يَعْتَزِلُكُمْ. عَيْن is going to be from the throat. Roll it around just a little bit. وَيُلْقُوا. This is going to be a four count mad. إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَمَ وَيَكُفُّوا. Again, four count mad. أَيْدِيَهُمْ فَخُدُوهُمْ وَقُتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ تَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ وَأُولَئِكُمْ. This is going to be a four count mad. جَعَلْنَا. Lam is going to have توسط. لَكُمْ. Mim has توسط. عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانًا. طَا is heavy. مُبِينًا. We end here on a two count mad. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ أَن. So here, mu'minin, this is going to be idhar. أَن يَقْتُلَ مُؤْمِنًا إِلَّا, this is going to be idhar. خَطَأَ, here we are ending on a two-count med. وَمَنْ قَتَلَ, this is going to be إِخْفَى, we are hiding the noon sound within the qaf. مُؤْمِنًا خَطَأً, this is going to be idhar, noon sound is clear. خَطَأً فَتَحْرِيرُ, this is going to be إِخْفَى. رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَة, this is going to be إِدْغَام. مُؤْمِنَةٍ وَدِيَة, again this is going to be إِدْغَام. وَدِيَةٌ مُسَلَّمَة, this is going to be إِدْغَام. مُسَلَّمَةٌ إِلَى, this is going to be idhar. Ahlihi, this is going to be a four-count med. Illa, this is a four-count med. أَن يَصَدَّقُوا, here this is going to be idgham. فَإِن كَانَ, this is إِخْفَى. مِن قَوْمٍ, this is إِخْفَى. قَوْمٍ عَدُوٍ, this is going to be idhar. عَدُوٍ لَكُمْ, this is going to be idgham. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَتَحْرِيرٌ, this is going to be إِخْفَى. رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَةٍ, this is going to be idgham. وَإِن كَانَ, this is going to be إِخْفَى. مِن قَوْمٍ, this is going to be إِخْفَى. قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ, this is going to be إِقْلَاب. I see that there is that very small meme. وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٌ فِدِيَةٌ, this is going to be إِخْفَى. فِدِيَةٌ مُسَلَّمَةٌ, this is going to be إِدْغَام. مُسَلَّمَةٌ إِلَى, this is going to be إِظْهَار. أَهْلِهِ وَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَةٍ, this is going to be إِدْغَام. فَمَلَّمْ, this is going to be إِدْغَام. يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ شَهْرَيْنِ, رَاء is going to be heavy. مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ تَوْبَةً مِنَ اللَّهِ, this is going to be إِدْغَام. Name of Allah here is heavy. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ, the name of Allah here is heavy. عَلِيمًا, this is going to be إِظْهَار. حَكِيمًا, we end here on a two-count mud. So inshallah, I hope it was a little bit helpful that we were able to go over these verses and just look at a few of these nun sakin rules and for tanween as well. So inshallah, I do hope that this was beneficial. Inshallah, in the next class, we will continue with the other topic of tajweed. And inshallah, we will stop here for today, starting from ayah number 87 to ayah number 92 of Surah An-Nisa. So inshallah, I will see you all next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.